Well, happy Mother's Day. You know, Mother's Day is a day in the year that a lot of churches either ignore or only mention very briefly. It's not that we don't appreciate all of the great moms that are out there, but today can be a tough day for many. Some are grieving their moms. Some never had a good relationship with theirs. Some desperately want to be mothers, but either miscarriage or infertility have kept them from that. Some women have made the brave choice to give their children up for adoption, and some have had to make the difficult choice of not giving birth. Mother's Day can be a blessing and a curse, depending on each person's circumstance. And so to avoid the pain for those whom this day is difficult, a lot of churches just shove Mother's Day by the wayside. And I get it, because Mother's Day is a difficult day for me too. I get the pain associated with this day. And if I'm honest, this, my sixth Mother's Day in ministry, is the first time that I have ever centered a service around Mother's Day. I have done my best to avoid it like the plague. But Hallmark and jewelry companies and florists and candy makers are bound and determined that we do not forget this holiday. And so this year I chose to face it head on and see if we can't redeem this day for those who find it painful and allow celebration for those whose hearts are full. And I think it's important as we talk about motherhood to acknowledge that there is just about every type of mom that there is represented in Scripture. Many women in the Bible suffered from infertility. Many watched as their children suffered and even died. Some had to give up their children. Some manipulated their children. There are good moms in the Bible, and there are not so good moms portrayed in Scripture. There are wonderful expressions of motherhood and horrible pictures of it. Why? Because the pages of Scriptures tell the story of humanity, and we don't always get it right. But thank God sometimes we do okay. Perhaps one of the best ways that we understand God, what our relationship with God should look like, is through the imagery of a parent. Now, often we see this image portrayed as that of a father. But there are plenty of references in Scripture that show us the motherly side of God as well. Now, I'm not going to get into the debate this morning as to whether God is male or female. That is not what today is about. If you would like to have that conversation, give me a call. I'll buy you a cup of coffee. We can have that talk. But that's not where we're going today. Today, I want to look at the characteristics of God that we often associate with mothers. In the passage that we read from Isaiah, we see Jerusalem alluded to as a nursing mother. Now, in this case, Jerusalem, like we discussed during Lent, for those of you who were here, is seen as the dwelling place of God, the holy city, and can sometimes, in effect, be a stand-in for God. And so the images of a nursing mother that we see there providing sustenance is an image of God. God is our life source, the giver of all that sustains us and nurtures us. The earth, the air, the plants, the animals, the water, all that nourishes us comes from God. We also see in this Isaiah passage comfort, consolation, and even the image of being held and carried. God is our comfort and our consolation. God cradles us to God's bosom when we are frightened or sad or hurt. And these images of God's love and care for us, of course, are not the full image of God, but they are definitely part of our understanding of who God is and how God is in relationship with us. And of course, we are made in the image of God. We bear within us something like the divine, but we are not God. For as much as we seek to love well, to nurture others, to comfort and console, sometimes we just get it wrong. Even the best moms sometimes get it wrong. But just like a mom, the good moms try to pick themselves up and do better and keep on loving us. God also keeps on giving, keeps on loving, and keeps on sustaining us. Even when our own mothers let us down, God sends us grandmothers, friends, aunts, stepmothers, neighbors, teachers, a variety of others to show us what a mother's love can look like. Mothering comes to us in a variety of ways from a myriad of people, some of which are blood relation, some of which are not. But everyone who exhibits motherly love are a gift from God. We also read today in Luke's gospel what is known as Mary's Magnificat, her song of praise. Now, at the time that Mary says these words, she is not yet a mother. She has not yet faced all of the trials that bearing her remarkable son will bring to her. But she knows that what is about to happen is a gift. The gift of life that she has been charged with bringing into the world is the work of God. It is not her own strength or her own goodness. It is not because she deserves this or that she earned it. It is simply that God has looked kindly on her, and she feels blessed. But as I read these words and I think of Mary, who was a young girl, maybe 13, 14 years old, I wonder, will she feel blessed when she is an unwed mother and Joseph could have her stoned in the city square? Will she feel blessed when she goes into labor far away from home and family and has to deliver her child in a barn like just any other beast of burden? Will she feel blessed when the state wants her child dead and she must flee with her husband and child in the dead of night and countless other little boys are slaughtered? Will she feel blessed when for 3 days she searches for her 12-year-old boy in the mass of people leaving Jerusalem after the festival of the Passover? Will she feel blessed when she watches her son whipped and beaten and crucified? We hold her up as the pinnacle of motherhood. But let's be real, Mary struggled. She had her fears, her doubts, her anxieties. Motherhood is never easy, but at its core, it is good. And so today we celebrate motherhood at its best, and we acknowledge and we mourn when it is at its worst. We celebrate with those who are in good relationship with their mothers, and we weep with those who are not. We mourn with the motherless and the childless. We ache for heartbreaking decisions that have separated mother and child. And we pray for those who struggle each day to be better and to do better as a mother or for their mothers. We come today acknowledging all that Mother's Day is, not just what we hope it would be. For it is here in the community of faith that we have space to both grieve and rejoice, to lament and to praise. We can share the love that we feel, and we can help to ease the burden of pain that we feel. And we can do all of this in love. The nurturing, sustaining, comforting love of a mother is to be treasured, whether it comes to us from our biological mothers or someone else. God grants us that gift and that ability to love beyond genetic lines, beyond last names, beyond familial ties. And so today I ask each and every one of you to love one another well, to care for one another, protect one another, nurture one another, help heal the hurts of one another. For that's the best way that we can honor Mother's Day. by loving all as our Heavenly Parent loves us. Amen.